Nolte, Free Guy soars at box office while Suicide Squad collapses 70%. By John Nolte on August 16, 2021. Free Guy, a non-sequel-slash-prequel-slash-remake-slash-reboot. An original comedy topped by Ryan Reynolds. A likable star who stays away from divisive politics and doesn't take himself seriously. Just made a total fool of all the experts who've been making excuses for all these woke box office bombs. Oh, it's the coronavirus, they say. It's the Delta variant. It's the simultaneous release on HBO Max. You see, with these folks, it's never the movie's fault. No, these movies never fail because they suck, or because the star is an asshole. Or the director is an asshole, or audiences are tired of being lectured to by elite woketards. Nope, it's always something else. The sycophant entertainment media is always bent all the way over to assure Hollywood, you're not the problem. Please carry on. Well, then how did Free Guy, an original comedy with no superheroes or universes or franchises, just open to $28.4 million? How is that possible with the coronavirus keeping everyone away? How is that possible when it will be available to stream in 45 days? I'll tell you how it's possible. Unlike Suicide Squad, the director isn't a disgraced asshole. Unlike Black Widow, there's no woketardery. Unlike Space Jam, the star isn't an insufferable jerk. Watch below. People went to see Free Guy, and did so in droves. For a movie of this type, because they trust Ryan Reynolds to pick a good project, to not talk down to them, to keep politics out of it, and to make them laugh. Reynolds has something very few actors possess today, audience goodwill. That's it. That's all it takes. That's all it's ever taken. But so many franchises and actors and directors squander that goodwill by going woke and preachy. Sure, Black Widow opened to $80 million. But Free Guy's success proves the Marvel flick should have opened to twice that number, like Marvel movies are supposed to. Free Guy's success proves people will show up if you give them a reason to show up. Free Guy also proves that pro-blacklist director James Gunn's Suicide Squad is a standalone catastrophe. Warner Brothers probably poured, if you include promotion costs, $250 million into that sucker. And it opened to a devastating $26 million last week and dropped a breathtaking 70% in its second week. After 10 days, it's grossed just $43 million. Despite this failure to attract an audience, the sycophantic entertainment media still blames everything but a bad movie directed by a disgraced director. I ask you, how can you blame the coronavirus for Suicide Squad's failure when Godzilla vs. Kong opened to $48 million in March, before the vaccine was hitting its stride? How can you blame a simultaneous HBO Max release for Suicide Squad's failure when Godzilla vs. Kong was also released the exact same way on HBO Max? Gunn's Suicide Squad will probably fail to hit a $75 million domestic total when 2016's much-derided Suicide Squad practically grossed that on its opening day, $65 million. Gunn's Suicide Squad will probably not clear $200 million globally after the inferior 2016 version grossed $746 million globally. Black Widow will probably fail to hit $450 million globally, but F9 is close to $700 million global. Disney/Marvel has a lot on the line, including the future of the Marvel franchise, with the upcoming Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. Set 3, which has no big-name stars and reeks of woketardery and identity politics. Oh, and there's no simultaneous Disney Plus release for that one. Which means the sycophant entertainment media will have to get real creative with its lies if it disappoints. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.